Hi, everyone. It's been a while since we've done a bonus mini episode, but that's what we're doing today. So I'm Tim Wilson, and I'm joined by Regan Avon for a brief discussion about an upcoming conference that we wanted to share with our listeners. To be clear, this is not a sponsored mini episode. It's just that we're a week out from International Women's Day, and this seemed like a good time to have this little mini episode. And yes, for International Women's Day, we have a full episode. We're super excited about that. Although, as per tradition, neither Michael nor I will be co-hosting that. It'll just be Mo with a guest co-host and a very, very special guest. But Regan is joining me now to talk about the Data Connect Conference, which is the conference formerly known as the Women in Analytics Conference and is an in-person event coming up in Columbus, Ohio on June 2nd and 3rd. So welcome to this mini episode, Regan.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
So we've known each other for quite a while and have crossed paths, and I can admit that I am a past, that's not like a bad thing. I'm a past attendee of the conference formerly known as Women in Analytics, but you have a few different day jobs. I think the Data Connect Conference and the Women in Analytics organization might be your longest running and probably least financially compensated job. Is that a fair?
Yeah, that's extremely accurate.
So can you give a little background on kind of what prompted you to start the event and the organization, and can maybe talk a little bit about the conference itself?
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of was the organization first, and then we, had the conference, and then we came back to our roots to start building out the organization again. But we started in 2016 because when I first got into the industry, I was still in college and I was looking for communities to learn more. I didn't know anything other than this word Hadoop, which I thought was a very weird word. And I was trying to figure out like what all of this meant, what the hype was about. And I couldn't find any groups or communities to be a part of at the time. And of course, I'm a college student, so I'm not extremely well connected at the moment. But I ended up basically saying, all right, there's one meetup in town. Let me show up, see who's there, see what they're talking about. So I showed up and I was the youngest person in the room by far and one of very, very few women in the room, which I thought was crazy. And so I started an event and it was 4 hours, invited some speakers, and 120 people showed up, which I thought was absolutely absurd at the time. And we had so much fun and we connected with one another and people were kind of begging us to do something again. So Katie Sasso, now Katie Schaefer, and I started the first big conference in 2018. And it's just been growing and growing from this grassroots local community into this huge global community over the years.
So let's hit on the, because when it was the Women in Analytics Conference, and it does seem like it's the thing that I find myself having to explain, partly because there's that other kind of Facebook conference, which I even forget what the name of it is. But can you give kind of the quick constraints? Because I did say I've attended this conference and I do not identify as a woman. So maybe how the conference works, could you maybe hit that?
So it's really reflective of our mission. Our mission since the beginning was to provide more visibility to women in the space. So with that mission, we set out with the conference to basically say we want to be a premium conference in this industry that everybody wants to go to, but all of the speakers are going to be women or gender minority. So we basically wanted to find individuals that were doing incredible work inside of this industry that just maybe haven't communicated it on stage or haven't had the platform to talk about what they're working on, even though what they're working on is absolutely incredible. So what we wanted to do is create that space for women to get up on stage and talk about what they're most passionate about. And I think that's really important because the visibility is not just of women or gender minorities to other women, right? We're trying to get visibility to everyone in the entire industry. So that way, when you're looking for a speaker for your own conference or a podcast, or, you've got a whole list of people that we've had that you can look through and you can invite to talk about their work. So our tagline for a long time was an analytics conference featuring women for everyone. Basically because of that point.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it's definitely, it's not a around women or gender minority topics. It's just there on stage. And it was the first time I heard a session, like I think my most memorable session, of course, I'm not going to remember who it was somebody talking about taking software development practices into the analytics space. And that was the first time I heard somebody saying, yeah, you should be thinking about, you know, code reviews and version control and some of the rigor around software development. So it was the one that I was able to attend was very, very good. I also now, it's just coming to me that that first one that had 120 people showed up, as I recall, was on the same evening as a Web Analytics Wednesday. I also remember that we'd already scheduled them both, but I actually wound up promoting your event at the previous Web Analytics Wednesday because it seemed like pretty interesting. So, and I'm sure we definitely had less than 120 people at our Web Analytics Wednesday. But
that's the hard part about these things is trying to coordinate with everything else going on.
So that's great. Let me ask you maybe an unfair and overly broad question. So if this kind of you sort of first sort of thought of this and initiated it kind of in 2016, what's your take in the last 6 years, kind of the broad state of gender diversity in analytics over the last 6 years? Gotten better? Lots of ways to go? Anything gotten worse? Do you have some hot takes on that?
Yeah, I am a huge optimist. I look at everything on the positive side as much as I can. So I'm going to highlight a lot of the positives I've seen. Getting into this industry, as I mentioned, I didn't see a lot of women. And it was interesting because, of course, we want to look at the data and we want to see, like, is it just me? Is it Ohio? Is it, you know, what's going on? So interestingly enough, women dominate the statistics academic scene. And so it's kind of curious. It was curious to me at the time, like, why are there not as many women in industry in this particular area? And at the time, in 2016, people were saying because it's kind of merging with the computer science practices and you had to know how to code and there's a lot less women in computer science. But I think the industry has evolved so much. Not saying you don't have to be technical, you still do. But I think it's the barrier has lessened for people to get in to the industry. And so I've seen, and I'm also contacted constantly by companies who want to hire talent in this space, especially diverse talent. So based off of our community, I see tons and tons and tons of diverse talent in that like 1 to 4 year range of people being in the industry. Lots of women making career transitions, like mid to late career into this industry, which I think is really fascinating. And I think we're starting to see more and more women take on senior positions. The chief data officer position, I've seen lots of women fall into that position, which I think is fantastic. So I've been very encouraged about the progress over the last 6 years. Of course, we still have work to do, but I think, you know, and if you look at it from a diversity perspective more generally, we definitely still have work to do. And so I think let's continue doing that. But I think we've seen tons of progress over the last 6 years.
That's encouraging. I'm negative by nature. So it just happened yesterday. I got an email about a paper hearing from 15 top voices in the data and AI industry. And there was a sum total of one woman on that list,
yeah,
which prompted a little bit of a reaction to that email. So
I think to that point, like we do full sessions. Actually, it's funny because last night, Kelsey and Lauren and I were having a full session on literally researching women authors and trying to find, you know, certain speakers on certain topics. And it can be kind of challenging. I think the problem is not that they don't exist. It's just that we can't find them very easily. But to your point, like these lists that are published, they don't include women often. So that's a little frustrating. And I think we need to get better at amplifying some of those diverse voices in the industry.
Which I definitely think the Data Connect conference, I mean, knowing as somebody between the meetup that I run as well as the podcast, that it is conference speakers are great fodder for finding people. Like there is that people need their first opportunity, and the always been impressed with the amount of coaching and support that you provide for the speakers so that they really get to put a really strong first foot forward. So thank you for doing all of that. maybe we can recap, do like Be Marketers and have a few quick little calls to action as to, you know, it's a public service announcement for our listeners as to this event. Again, it is June 2nd and 3rd in Columbus, Ohio, which it's a great time to be in Columbus in early June. And the website is dataconnectconf.com. And I think you have a promo code for listeners who come in. Can you share that with
100%. So if you go to dataconnectconf.com and put in the promo code Power Hour, you'll get 15% off of the tickets. And I know you mentioned in person. We are primarily in person. We do have virtual options. So if you want to participate virtually, there's options for you to do that as well.
And if people are not able, if they're students or aren't able to afford the conference, are there opportunities for them to get, I guess, some assistance on that front?
Yeah, 100%. So we're currently working really hard to get more sponsors for student scholarships, which will completely comp your ticket. So stay tuned on the student side. But if you're from out of town or you don't live in Ohio and you want to come to the conference in person, Jobs Ohio just sponsored our fly-in scholarship, which is a really fun, unique opportunity. So you can go and apply to that scholarship. And then if you get selected, we'll cover your flight to get here and we'll also cover your ticket. So you just need to find accommodations, which we have a great rate at the Hyatt that you can stay at. So that's a really awesome opportunity that's sponsored by Jobs Ohio.
That is so cool. So you are still looking for sponsors as well?
Correct. So, yes, we are.
And I think there's a sponsors link on the website, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have all of our options there. Some fun specialty ones. Also ones with a booth if you're looking to recruit or sell a product.
All right. So hopefully if you're listening, you can come in person. And if not, maybe you can do something hybrid. If you cannot do either, then please consider spreading the word, either pointing to this little mini episode or pointing to the Data Connect Conf website. Share it through with your colleagues, with your social medias, and help spread the word. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Reagan?
Yeah, I mean, I would just like to thank the whole WIA team too. There's a whole army behind everything that happens, and volunteers and people who support it, like yourself, Tim. So thank you to everybody who has supported it over the years.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. I personally am looking forward to attending.
Awesome. I hope to see you there in person.